This is episode 82 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Yossi Ronan's book, One, Face-to-Face Contact, Experiencing ET Consciousness and Human Consciousness Evolution. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. So this extract is from a section titled, First Contact Through Two States of Consciousness, and this is what Yossi has written. It happened on the evening of a sunny day. My brother and I came home to rest after a long working day. My brother was sleeping in his room, and I was dozing off, facing the wall beside my bed. After a few moments, I shut my eyes and for the first time in my life, found myself within a dream that was taking place outside my body, in that very room. In my dream, I knew I was outside my body, which was sleeping in bed. I didn't have an actual body, but it was perhaps something akin to a child's small body, transparent, without any definite outlines. I felt happy being close to the bed, hovering over it. Then sitting at the nearby table, looking around, at peace, fully conscious and aware of what was going on. I was smiling whilst looking and watching at my sleeping body. The sensation of the distance from my body felt pleasant, liberating and free, and light. It was a good feeling. I was seeing, sensing, smelling and hearing everything that was going on around me without the familiar boundaries of my body. My brother was sound asleep in the next room, on the other side of the wall, breathing calmly. And then I saw them. They were in the room as well. They were not quite human. Little entities between the armchair and the couch by the TV. One of them was standing by my sleeping body, watching it. Amused, I looked at them, watched them wobble along in a funny, clumsy way across the room from one spot to another. They were looking around the apartment with such curiosity and wonder. One of them picked up a piece of paper, very carefully, as though seeing it for the first time. He touched it and felt it, clasped his fingers around it, listened for the sound of crumpling paper, smelled it. They looked similar to human children in a new playground. I felt I knew them like they were childhood friends of mine. They were a little under 4 feet, 3 inches tall. Their heads were slightly bigger than ours. I do not recall how many fingers they had. I think I saw 5 in each hand, longer than our own, gentle and supple. One of the guests was chubby, his belly protruding over his scrawny legs. His walk was also clumsier than that of the others. Another was so skinny, I could see the outline of his bones right under his skin. I was watching them calmly and blissfully. We were all rejoicing together. One of them was moving back and forth across the mat, wobbling like a duck, marvelling and laughing like a child taking his very first steps. The more solemn among the guests was concentrating on my sleeping body over the bed, watching it closely, focusing on my head, which was resting on the pillow. It seemed he was communicating with my body, perhaps trying to help with something. I remember that at the end of the dream, when I was about to return to my body, I was laughing along with them, wholehearted laughter of understanding, acceptance, and love for one another. Vaguely, I recalled that this laughter we all shared had some reason to it. We shared something meaningful together, something loving and pleasant. Perhaps we were laughing at the human confusion and the fear these types of meetings often bring about. Upon awakening, I was still smiling, recalling the weird dream. I wondered about this unfamiliar expanse my imagination had brought forth, complete with such a palpable dream, which is so strange and wild. Suddenly, I heard these strange sounds coming from inside the room I was in, like bare feet making rapid steps across the carpet. I rubbed my eyes, still in bed, facing the wall. There was a rustle of things being moved about, crumpling paper, strange whispers. My smile was gone, my heart pounding. Did thieves break into our house? Are they trying to keep quiet so I don't wake up? I remembered I had locked the door from the inside. Impossible. No one could possibly have gotten in. Turning around to face the room, I felt an electric shock hit me hard and I began to tremble helplessly. Right across from me, less than 2 feet away, stood one of the visitors from the dream I'd just had, and he was staring right at me. 4 or 5 others were standing right behind him. His huge eyes looked deep into me. They were black and shiny, like pupils that had grown to a huge size. I felt small, as if he was observing me under a microscope. Then I felt a terrible fear. It was strong and unfamiliar. Curling up, I gasped. My breath stopped. I tried to digest the fact that I was looking at the same visitors that I'd just seen in my dream. What was I seeing? Is this still the dream, or did I wake up? I shook my head, pinched my hand, and the pain made me realize I was awake. Am I out of my mind? What's going on? What's happening to me? The visitor's gaze went right through me with such force, such an immense, paralyzing effect. Fear was rapidly surging within me. My muscles contracted so hard, I couldn't move. Something strange and out of this world, scary, is invading my insides now. It felt so frightening to be under someone else's control. Another person who dominated me, who could have me act however he pleased. I felt this danger as if I had only a few more moments before I would be taken up by something so much bigger than me. It was like he was about to swallow me. They're not of this world. That much was obvious to me. Their curious bodies had these bright green and orange rust-coloured patches. Their skin had grooves, and yet it was gentle and soft, hairless. In relation to their small bodies, their heads were big, and their eyes were black, elliptical, with no eyelids. They were so big that they took up most of their face. They had only 2 tiny slits for a nose, a very narrow groove for a mouth, no lips, and a small chin. The sight of them before my very eyes was so shocking, it felt like my own end, like ceasing to be, like death. My guest wasn't speaking to me, but something inside me knew he was seeing and experiencing everything I was feeling and thinking, like I was an open book to him. In my paralysis, I saw my own fear and helplessness reflected through his black, shiny eyes. He was experiencing my pain as though it was his own, and I knew this experience was unfamiliar to him. I felt how, for the very first time, they experienced human fear. I felt him worrying, wanting me to keep calm, and at the same time doing nothing. I was merely holding on, suffering my own fear of death. I was screaming in my own head, "Enough already, run, run!" The guest just kept standing there, right next to me. I was sitting there, frozen. It felt like they were drilling into my mind. Why am I paralyzed with fear? Why are they taking control over me, penetrating my every thought? What do they want from me? I recalled the pleasant dream I just woke up from. It's them. They were really there. So what was happening? It wasn't really a dream. A short while ago I knew them and it was all fine, without this fear. For one brief moment I was able to stop this trembling all over, this terrible fear for my life. With the very last ounce of strength, in my desperation, and perhaps because I had no other choice, I tried to look beyond my fear, to regard them as something else other than what I saw. In some hopeful attitude, unrelated to my own body, still petrified and anxious, I was looking into his eyes, searching for that love I remembered from the dream. The pain from the sound of the drilling that I kept hearing, as though it was forcing its way right through me all this time, began slowing down. As it adjusted its pace, it began to sound different, clearer, more intelligible. Are these their thoughts, their emotions? The noise slowly diminished, and I began noticing more sensations, more thoughts. Is this their communication that I'm hearing? Is this what I'm sensing? This week I was reading from Yossi Ronan's book, One, Face-to-Face Contact, Experiencing ET Consciousness and Human Consciousness Evolution. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. Great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. on the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. If you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/AlienUFOPodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.